Harper Audio presents 1434, the year a magnificent Chinese fleet sailed to Italy and ignited the Renaissance, by Gavin Menzies. Read by Simon Vance.
Introduction. One thing that greatly puzzled me when writing 1421 was the lack of curiosity among many professional historians. After all, Christopher Columbus supposedly discovered America in 1492, yet 18 years before he set sail, Columbus had a map of the Americas, which he later acknowledged in his logs. Indeed, even before his first voyage, Columbus signed a contract with the King and Queen of Spain that appointed him Viceroy of the Americas. His fellow ship's captain, Martin Alonso Pinzon, who sailed with him in 1492, had too seen a map of the Americas. In the Pope's library. How do you discover a place for which you already have a map? The same question could be asked of Magellan. The strait that connects the Atlantic to the Pacific bears the great Portuguese explorer's name. When Magellan reached that strait in 1520, he had run out of food and his sailors were reduced to eating rats. Worse, they were convinced they were lost. Esteban Gomez led a mutiny, seized the San Antonio with the intent to lead part of the expedition back to Spain. Magellan quashed the mutiny by claiming he was not at all lost. A member of the crew wrote, "We all believed that the strait was a cul-de-sac, but the captain knew that he had to navigate through a very well-concealed strait, having seen it in a chart preserved in the treasury of the King of Portugal and made by Martin of Bohemia, a man of great parts." Why was the strait named after Magellan when Magellan had seen it on a chart before he set sail? It doesn't make sense.